sat on that surgery table and precisely put the eyes where he wants them to be, the correct curves in the right places. And I would like to wish you a happy International Women's Day today.
Good morning, Paddy.
Yes, sir.
This is Mumba Kapumba.
Mr. Kapumba, how are you today? Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
Thank
that,
you.
That's what I'm calling
for. 30 years of Easter. From anime.
This is Radio Phoenix, the station of the nation.
an unfair to single out a year in the decade in the 90s. Very different, very unfair to single out a year. I think it's tough. The decade itself, like from 1992 to 1999 or 2000, I think the music there was just absolutely amazing. Yeah, I totally agree with you. Embarrassingly, yes. I singled out 1996, but I think the 90s was just great. But look,
I think the decade was unique.
Unique.
That's why a lot of times we sit down and say that this music I was produced in that 10 years.
Yeah.
Redefined a lot of things.
Absolutely.
Going forward, you always compare with that.
No wonder we have a lot of this current couple of artists and producers sampling music from the 90s and incorporating that data instrumentation or drums, whatever it is, into the new production.
Yeah.
90s is just a great, great, great period for R&B.
I think 90s were unique. 90s were special.
Mm-hmm.
Even the way people mingled, you know what I mean? They were very particular about certain things.
Sure.
So even the music that came out, I think the artists were very particular about what they were actually giving the people. So it's the music that had coherence, you know what I mean? From the beginning to the end of the song, you see how the song is actually formulated, and when it's given to you, you say to yourself, the one who did this job was really thinking. So there was a lot of thinking involved. It was not just me sitting and producing something, and then the computer would do a number of things and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think they paid particular attention to certain things.
Yes. When I'm listening to any album from the 90s, I would let the album play for me. If I don't know if I have a cassette player, I'll listen from side A to side B. With the CD, I'll play from the first song to
the last song. And you know why we did that? Because every song, I think, like I was saying, they paid particular attention to every song.
Absolutely.
So they made an album that you could actually listen to back to back. There's nothing like,
Let me skip this one.
No. But today, you know, the artists are not, they're mainly doing singles. Most of them are doing singles.
We have an artist who do, let's say, for the group composition sake, maybe let's say 4 songs.
Yeah.
And they'll target maybe 3 songs that would be like really, really good.
Yeah.
And the rest
will be.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even when you listen to the music, you think to yourself, and then what?
Yeah.
It's basically just a chorus and there's nothing. You know what I mean? And when the chorus hits you, that's nothing. But when you listen to the music, like a song from the beginning, and then a chorus comes, you know, it's like, even when the chorus is coming, it's like a mantra, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it hits you, and then something is saying, it hits you, something is saying. So there's that build-up and coherence that you actually get to resonate with it. That's the music.
Thank you, Marumba.
Yeah.
Enjoy your thing. Stop for real. If you want it. 9 minutes after 8. This is your station. Speedy. So let's take a long time.